Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. I realize it's a Sunday night, and a lot of people have other things to do. And so I hope that they will tune in and listen later. And to me, this is a very special report. I think the Lord has laid it on my heart to bring this to the people. And I've asked Larry, how are you doing over there on the mountaintop?
Oh, just a little bit cold, but other than that, it's trying to watch America, the South, and the Middle East.
Yeah, the world is starting to implode upon itself, and I don't know if there's any real answer to it. But this is a fairly long report. I have asked Larry to chime in anywhere he feels like, and I hope people will spread this around and notify people about it so that they go on to Night Shadows or our membership site where they can get freebies of this. And I know that Dorothy Crothers puts it on Vimeo. It's on YouTube as well. And to me, it's very, very important. But anyway, I've entitled it with a very long title, The Final Takedown, Hot Musket Begins or Not, Denied. But do we believe anything the CIA, government, Pentagon, military, NSA, or FEMA tells us at this point? Where does it all end anyway? Jesus Christ warned us that deceptions and lies would be the environment of the last days, especially governments or government agencies, the press, all mainstream media, even the Christian leaders. What they told you would almost always be the opposite of what was going on. Please remember the end goal of all of this. Deception and lies is how they're going to get there. If they say this is good, it is probably for your evil. If they say this is the only right way, it is most likely the wrong way. Delusion, lies, and deceptions are in. Truth lays in the street. The Pentagon now officially says that this Operation Hot Musket, which we'll get into in case people haven't heard about it yet, is simply totally untrue. This was Larry, maybe you could enlighten us on Hot Musket, but it was basically, as I understand it, a military call-up, correct?
Well, that's what the reports that came out on YouTube were, and they were reporting call-ups and being deployed possibly to Texas, and they were reporting weapons moving that direction and et cetera, but a number of people, including the Pentagon, has come out and said even the paperwork on that they were shown was non-credible, so you don't know.
Yeah. So getting back to this report, there's only one way to find out if something like this is true or may be true in the future. Because most listeners know someone in the active military, the military reserves, standby reserves, or the National Guard. If a nationwide call-up would have occurred, everyone would be notified to report to duty or be ready to report to duty. Now, one does not have to get nosy. You just ask a simple question to someone you know. Have you been notified of any call to duty? We also have to remember that this so-called hot musket could be a very specialized call-up for people who know how to use high-tech weapons like microwave, laser beam weapons, sound weapons, or some other non-lethal type of weapons for crowd control on the southern border. The term hot musket appears to be a reference to microwave or other hot systems that are very unpleasant to the victims. There have been many, many crowd control devices reemployed by police departments for crowd control in urban areas. Research on them is also a constant, as new concepts are constantly introduced. Many people do not realize that the Selective Service is also back in full operation, and it is the law that our young register with the Selective Service. So obviously they think something is coming. The invasion of our southern border is most likely going to be used as a tipping point or a call-up of several military units, as now has actually occurred, to get the people of America used to military operations along our borders, then in our cities, and then in the rural countrysides, if not declared nationwide because of some national emergency. There is something going on here. We don't know what it is, but the Bible implies there are some nefarious actions going on. Now, Donald Trump may be a very sincere in his attempt to stop this invasion, or he may well know that the Chinese, the Russians, and North Korea are otherwise right behind these caravans and have a plan to attack the United States. We know that Venezuela has now been virtually taken over by the Chinese and Russians as a staging ground, which could be for a southern invasion of America. Truck drivers have reported Chinese military operations bases in Mexico. Many a modern-day prophet has also seen and warned us of this coming invasion. It is all staged by the elite, the rich men. It is their attempt to unseat Jesus Christ, destroy him, and set up their own Antichrist on the throne. Now, reports from Mexico to the south seem to imply that the Russians and Chinese are already building military equipment in Mexico. This, the reports say, include tanks, of which thousands of tanks with a red star have already been spotted in Mexico. Now, of course, you got to understand, as Larry, I'm sure, would agree, if you could do this in Mexico and get away with it, you don't have far to go to get to the border. In other words, you don't have to transport by aircraft or by huge ships all this military equipment to land on our shores. You simply do it in Mexico. Mexico is not our friend, and neither is Canada, for that matter, when it comes right down to it. There's a lot of stuff going on that people are not aware of. Anyway, do not ever forget the ultimate goal of the world leaders and the rich men. No world leader is exempt, not one. All are involved, even if they do not realize what they are doing or the latter end of it. Some obviously do, and others do not. It is the Psalm 2 war. The ultimate goal is to remove God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit from planet Earth. That also means you. That means Christians. It also means all people who believe in guns, self-defense, motherhood, Thanksgiving, grandmas and grandpas, apple pie, Christmas, and the good things of American life. This is a communist socialist war against what made America the greatest nation to ever grace this earth, a nation that was unfortunately also founded on the occult and Christian concepts combined almost at the same time. The Bible says that America labored under the occult since her youth. If you study carefully Masonry writings like The Hidden Destiny of America and so on, you will find little code words that the United Nations concept had already been embedded into their writings long ago. But the main thrust was that America was to be the new Atlantis, designated to be brought up and rule the world with an iron fist. Odd, the Bible says that America is called the hammer of the whole earth. The occult wins out at the end. Mystery wins out, but only for a short time. But it does not pose as evil. It poses as good. A wonderful end, with the world uniting itself with the gods of the cosmos. The final evolutionary leap up the ladder of humanity's climb to greatness and godhood status. Beware the new age. Beware of it. You don't hear much about it. It's right behind the shades. The Christians have gone into deep apostasy. They have rejected much of the Bible. The Bible itself says so. Whatever is left of Christianity must be terminated or removed. It has to be radically altered, but it's going to be removed or vanished as we know it. Only a fighting remnant will remain, fighting for the truth of Jesus Christ, a revival probably under the guillotine. Apostasy must come before the new world order or cannot come to fruition. Do not forget the depopulation goals. Do not forget Deagle.com's population reduction. Do not forget the Georgia Guidestones engraved in granite for a huge world population reduction of over 5.5 billion people. Do not forget the New Age Denver Airport murals that depict a huge population violent reduction. Do not forget the multitudes of articles that have been written by the elite concerning the culling of humanity. Do not forget the rewilding maps of America. Do not forget the Bible prophecies of Americans being rounded up and forced into mega core cities. Do not forget that the United Nations says there is no such thing as private property under many of their writings. Do not forget they mean to remove you from your homes and take away all means to protect yourself, which is total disarmament. Do not forget that your states are slowly eroding all your property rights by zoning controls. This includes gun rights, property rights, and soon travel rights. The ultimate goal in America is to remove our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. And the only way that can be done is via a huge false flag event, a possible assassination of a president, economic collapse, or create huge earthquakes or something of that matter by high technology. That was something confirmed by William Cohen, then Secretary of Defense, in congressional hearings. The technology is here. Weather warfare is here. The modification of human DNA is here. Super soldiers are here. The object is to create in some manner civil unrest, riots, and mass violence to the point that the people themselves demand law and order via martial law. We are already in a state of emergency and have been for a number of years. In fact, President Trump just declared another one here, what, a month or so ago. Remember the motto of the Council on Foreign Relations, a globalist organization. Everywhere, meaning total surveillance. Do not forget the motto of Masonry, called mystery in the Bible, order out of chaos. They mean what they say. Do not forget that Homeland Security and FEMA ordered thousands of AK-47 type weapons for their own use and purchased billions of rounds of hollow point anti-personnel bullets for their own use. Use against who? Ammunition that they ordered has been denied to all of our military under the Geneva Convention. Who is their enemy, really? And at the same time this was going on, targets of American men, women, children, pregnant women, and the elderly were pictured for target practice. But nary a word of protest for such an outrage. Do not forget their constant moves for more and more surveillance of the American people, tracking, monitoring everything, and nothing is being done to slow it down. Instead, everything is being done to accelerate it. You might want to ask the question, why is that? And do not forget the NSA and the CIA's total information awareness and the collection of all data upon the American people in order to profile them. Do not forget the total information awareness never went away. It was simply divided up and given other names. Total information awareness is totally necessary to operate a police state, destroy all those who might be a problem. Hence, we now have more and more surveillance of all kinds, smart meters, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, cameras on our streets, cameras everywhere, so that they can start to perform pre-crime operations. This is what this is about. Remember Minority Report with Tom Cruise? If you have not seen it, you better get it and watch it. It's kind of brutal, but it's very, very truthful in some areas. It's about pre-crime control. It is happening today. Police states always use pre-crime operations to round up all dissidents. Do not forget Jade Helm and total human domination exercises. Do not forget that the United Nations gun law was silently adopted by Nikki Haley and the Americans signed on to it, even though Trump claims he is pro-gun. Total disarmament is the goal. Couple that with State Department 7277 and total disarmament of Americans. Do not forget Democratic Communist deep state leaders are now calling for total disarmament of the American people. And if we resist, I think he's a senator, or maybe not, Eric Falwell, we will nuke them, he said, if you don't obey. He says he was being sarcastic, but he wasn't, because that remark comes right out of the playbook for the New World Order. It is just like Hillary Clinton's remark about how every American needs to go to a re-education camp. These folks are not fooling you. They mean it. They hate America, and they hate Americans. James Gardner, high-level New World Order government, I can't remember exactly what his position was, but way up in government, said years ago, we Americans will either go under the New World Order or they will be destroyed. We will be destroyed, folks, if we don't acquiesce to it. Do not forget that Homeland Security and FEMA are the ones who set up fusion centers all around the United States to collect data on Americans, not illegal immigrants. And do not forget that Congress passed a law that says America is a war zone. Do not forget that FEMA has never been decommissioned, even one FEMA camp, of which there are hundreds all over America. Do not forget the sudden closing of Walmart stores that were collected to obvious collection centers for Americans. Do not forget in several hurricanes that FEMA moved in, removed all the people who were trying to help, and many of them have never been heard from again. Do not forget the video of mass graves found outside Houston that contain thousands upon thousands of graves sealed in concrete that went on for acres and acres. A couple of kids stumbled upon it, taped it, and put it on YouTube. No one seemed to care, but everybody soon will. Excuse me. Do not forget that NDAA allows for the legal roundup of Americans for any reason they deem appropriate and can take you to a FEMA camp for torture, which has already been approved, by the way. This is what this was all about in Iraq and otherwise. This is what rendition was all about, was picking up so-called terrorists, taking them outside of America for torture. Oh, they said it's, well, it's really not torture. Waterboarding and drowning a person over and over again, well, that's really not torture. Sleep deprivation, that's really not torture. On and on it went, putting people in near freezing conditions and keeping them there. Well, that's not really torture. There was a reason they were doing this. It was to get the American people to approve of it. And the reason they want approval of it is so that when you are a dissident and you need to be rounded up, well, you're a terrorist anyway. You deserve to be tortured. Then, do not forget, Jade Helm was a military exercise to round up Americans, not illegals. Do not forget the logo of Jade Helm, which was all about detention camps for the American people. Do not forget the videos of American citizens being lined up and taken to FEMA camps right on tape. Why would our military even conduct such an exercise as this? It is right in your face as to their plans, and they have repeatedly shown the American people, and they have done nothing about it. It's no wonder their plans are now accelerating rapidly. And do not forget how the FBI, with their Project Megiddo, told you that Christians who believe in the Bible or prophecy were an enemy of the state. And do not forget the fusion centers, who issued many reports regarding people who believed in Ron Paul, guns, no abortions, the Bible, etc., were all labeled dangerous to the people. Do not forget that our pulpits have been infiltrated along with our seminaries to destroy the true gospel of Jesus Christ and willful distortion of Bible prophecy to create confusion so no one knows who America really is or the other nations, and they have destroyed the vast majority of Christians in this process. Likewise, our schools, do not forget them either. They have been invaded by the socialists, the Marxists, to destroy the youth of America, turn them into rudderless, foundationless, lost children, steeped in communist propaganda, evolution, no God, no laws, and they are now committing suicide at record rates. And the American people send their children to these public schools that are teaching all of this filth, garbage to our kids. I don't understand it. I don't understand how the American people can say they love their children and send them off to these filthy, rotten schools loaded with communist change agents. And you know what's worse? They don't even know they're change agents. They've been educated in propaganda universities. They're just spilling out whatever they've been taught. Filthy, filthy stuff. The breakdown of law and order is all the excuse it needs for the government to take over America. There have been hundreds and hundreds of reports and videos, pictures of UN military EMP hardened vehicles sighted all over America, thousands, actually all over, stationed here, stationed there. Yet the American people sleep on, unable to rise up, unwilling, and in most cases do not even think anything is wrong. The American people deserve what they are about to get, or God is not a just God. You do not take the blessings of Almighty God and then turn around and give your finger to the Lord. All the curses of Deuteronomy chapter 28 have now come to our soil. They will continue until we are eliminated or the word of God is untrue. In America, has the left or the right done anything to actually stop the influx of illegal aliens into America for years? Why haven't they? Because it was the Lord's plan to bring in a fifth column military force into America to topple her because America gave the finger to the Lord long ago. And now he has decided he is going to destroy this nation from coast to coast. It may be a while. It always takes a long time for the Lord to do it. But I know he's going to do it. He told me he's going to do it. America has forgotten God. The Christians are basically worthless now and are going to be destroyed. And God is going to use a deep state Illuminati to destroy them, and then he will turn around and destroy them as well. People really need to read their biblical history to find out how God operates. He uses very evil men and women to destroy his people. Then he turns around and destroys the evil ones. Done it over and over. The New World Order boys and girls are fools. They really do believe they are going to bring this New World Order about. They really do believe they are going to round up and kill the Christians, which they probably will. They'll be dancing in the blood and the guts of the Christians with a big smile on their face, and then the heavens are going to open up, and they're going to see the Lord, and they're going to say to themselves, oh, my word, we made a bad mistake. We've made a bad mistake in judgment. Yes, they have. There is absolutely no excuse for any world leader anywhere not to know what Jesus Christ has planned for this earth and how he's going to bring it about. There is absolutely no excuse for any of them. They mock him. They laugh at him. They give their finger to him. They hate him with a passion. Well, whatever you give out comes back upon your own head. Sooner or later, what goes around always comes around. And our world leaders and all their minions are going to wish they had never seen the light of day, that they have never, ever been born. Their fate is horrible, so horrific, I really don't even want to talk about it. They've been warned. And if they ignore it and they mock it, that's too bad. The Lord makes very, very clear he's not going to have many regrets for all those who refused his word. A nation that forgets God is turned into a living hell. And we are about to enter it. It may be weeks, months, or a few years yet, but we are rapidly sliding into a living hell where no one will be safe to go outside without risk of attack, rape, or murder, let alone what government intends to do to the people. To the contrary, our governmental leaders have opened the borders, fed, clothed, housed, educated, and paid for their health care for years and years while totally ignoring the American people. So why are these illegals suddenly a target now? What is the end goal here? Perhaps Henry Kissinger already told us. A United Nations takeover of America. The New World Order. He said that we would actually welcome UN troops in our cities because of the violence. Remember State Department Document 7277 and the resultant U.S. laws to implement it. Total disarmament. Elimination of our national military forces. All weapons go to the hands of the United Nations. The UN comes into a nation for global security and humanitarian reasons. They cannot do it without martial law. The gun lobby is so powerful that even if Congress outlawed guns today, there would be armed revolution. Under martial law, however, military law, the guns are not allowed. They are simply taken, and if refused, the people are shot. We just had a person shot the other day. It was on the news. Some state had passed some law to get a gun. They had no reason to get it. The man resisted, and the sheriff department or the police, whoever it was, shot and killed him. Shot and killed him because he wouldn't give up his gun. This is already basically here, folks. Because it hasn't happened to you, you may not know it. But it's soon going to happen to everyone if they have their way. They have to get the guns. under one reason or another. If they can't, then open war will come to American soil, and it may anyway, and the rich men will invade via whatever nations they choose to do their bidding. Do not forget that the United Nations has many foreign troops already on American soil and has been training them now for many in many of our military bases. Do not forget that there are over 35 last count ISIS-type paramilitary operations. The FBI is monitoring all of them, but none of them have been shut down. Do not forget that that our own militias that came under severe attack and virtually disappeared after the Oklahoma City bombing. And don't forget, there was also a picture that showed the very truck used in that bombing was photographed from an aerial photograph being loaded up at a U.S. military base not far from Oklahoma City. And I was told by an FBI agent about a meeting in which he was told all about the attack that was to be taking place. Remember the Senate hearing in which the Montana militia told the Senate hearings, "You will not be allowed to bring in martial law." Well, they're going to, but they might use a different name, and they might do it by small increments, but it is coming. It has to come. Do not forget the Boston City bombing, in which a de facto martial law was declared with troops entering to many private houses. They removed the residents. They looked for guns and the ones who did it. Do not forget all of this. It's too important to forget. You need to keep it in your mind, in your consciousness. Do not forget the Twin Towers, long forecast by the TV series The Lone Gunman and others, as well as the movie Back to the Future, which had the Twin Towers in there. In fact, it had it in there a number of times, coded, but it was in plain sight once you saw it. This attack was well coordinated, and in spite of all the protests, it was carried out as a false flag event, and they killed thousands of people. These people do not care about your life. They hate you with a passion. They want to kill you. They want to reduce the global population. That's what they really want to do. Do not forget Waco, Ruby Ridge, FBI operations. The government and now most police forces consider the American citizen as an enemy because they have been taught that we are the enemy. It is no longer for the police and sheriff departments to protect and serve. It is us against them, a mentality that has been brought about or has brought about many innocent and unarmed people to be shot to death by overzealous police officers because they have been trained that way. You can't really blame them. This is how they're trained. The police are being turned into a de facto paramilitary force. Do not forget that Donald Trump reversed Obama's decision to remove military-type tanks and vehicles from the local police departments. Trump reversed it, and now all local police departments can get those weapons. You might want to ask, why do they need them? Illegals are still crossing our borders every single day to the tune of thousands. It has really never stopped. Remember, what is the end goal here? Fences keep people out, yes, but they also keep people in. Military forces keep people out, but they also keep people in. And on it goes. The evidence suggests that this invasion is being financed, funded by deep state for the purpose of causing a major crisis along our border, and then have the fifth column operations that are already in America rise up and join forces. And then we will have a major hot war, and martial law of some type will be declared. The ultimate goal, there are several movies out there that depicted America as being a fortress nation. The borders were tightly sealed. The multitudes of people were in prisons and used as slave labor. It was like Orwell's 1984. This is what awaits the American people as they are comatose as to what is really happening. Once again, what is the end goal here? What is the big picture here? America must and will be brought down and taken over by a combination of what one could call socialism, Marxism, Nazism, Fabian socialism, the very beast of Revelation chapter 13. This beast had the feet of a bear, portraying the Russian form of communism, Marxism, Engels, Lenin, and Marx. It was a brutal form of government, slave labor camps. Anybody that disagreed with being a communist was sent to an insane asylum where they would practice on them. The body of a leopard. It's a combination of Nazism and a form of Islam combined. People should really look it up. This is why you cannot criticize Islam in core cities and why it is seldom mentioned in MSM. It's part of the overall takeover. Head of the Lion, Fabian Socialism, England, Cecil Rhodes. That's why all the world leaders go to England for their world socialism training. The Antichrist system is a socialistic system. It's a military system. It uses the cover of fake love. Here's how it goes. If you love others, well, you don't need material things. You need to share what you have with others. But you really shouldn't own anything. You just need to share it all. Share the wealth. Give it to the poor. Take it away from the rich nations. Give it to the poor nations. And if you won't spread your wealth, then obviously you don't love as you should. And it needs to be taken from you forcefully by law. It is a mockery of the divine love of God. And that is why the Lord will destroy all of those world leaders and all of their minions. And they will wish they had never been born. Now, the end goal and the protocols, this is where I want to really zero in. It was said in an article by Sorcherfall, and I've said before, as Larry has said many times, you have no idea whether it means anything or not, but normally, you will find a week or a month later that this thing has been vetted. And you'll hear it on other papers as well, with even more facts. Well, there was a remark in here, and I want to get to it. I'm just excerpting it. We will preserve the Constitution by removing it. We will preserve your Bill of Rights by removing them. Okay? Now, it's contradictory, isn't it? Contradictory. You save something by removing it. Now, in order to understand what they're doing, you have to understand the protocols, which are real, have been for years and years and years. They're being followed to the exact letter. You know, a lot of people say, well, that Iron Mountain report, for example, that was just a fake. Silent weapons for quiet wars, well, those were just fakes. On and on they go. They're all fakes. Here's the interesting part. And this is a question everybody should ask. If they are so faked, why is it that everything they mention in those documents is being done? You see, they don't have an answer for that. You're catching them red-handed. They are the biggest liars that ever walked planet Earth. Their father is Satan himself, who was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. Don't forget, Jesus Christ was taken by Satan to a high mountain and showed all the kingdoms of the world throughout all of time. And he said to Jesus, well, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all those nations. Did Jesus say, well, what in the world are you talking about? You don't own those nations. He didn't say that, did he? He acknowledged the real truth. Satan runs and controls this planet. That is why humanity is called what it is called, prisoners in a prison camp. Satan is the prison keeper. People don't realize what that means. The rich men don't realize what this means. They're being lied to as well. In fact, they're more deceived, as Larry Taylor has often said, than anybody else. The rich men are more deceived than anybody else. There was a vision, I was told, by a woman, and it concerned Rothschilds. As far as she could think, she was taken to London. She was taken to London, and inside this building was a Rothschild. And he was bowing down before a demonic entity. I don't know if it was Satan or who it was. Doesn't really matter, I guess. And this man said, "I will do whatever you tell me to do." And the angel or whatever, fallen angel, was telling him, "You know, your future is great. Your future is very, very bright. And we're going to really reward you for doing all of this and blah, 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 blah." Well, then the scene changed. This man died. And he was being taken down to the lower levels of the pit. And he was screaming, you promised, you told me. And the angel turned around and said, "I lied. We always lie." And took him down to a low pit room. That's what's going to happen to these world leaders. They're all going to die in their sins. They have rejected Jesus Christ. They hate Jesus Christ. They cannot stand the name Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the actual redeemer of the human race. He died on the cross. He was tortured. He shed his blood for the remission of sins. He told you how to come to him. He told you what you had to do. Nobody's paying any attention. It's amazing. Anyway, the end goal, stir up trouble. The people demand government to do something. Martial law is declared. All the rights of the people removed and never given back. The new world order is military world order. The only right you have is the right to obey, and if not, slave labor or a bullet in the head. All Christians will most likely be terminated or they will be re-educated. Here's what the Illuminati have actually said in their own words. The Goyim are a flock of sheep. We are their wolves. And you know what happens when the wolves get hold of the flock. So what are they talking about? Destabilize the nation via lawlessness. Bring in division between the people and the government. Bring in lawlessness via riots and violence and invasions. Maybe an invasion, maybe a false flag, or both, collapse of the economy. We don't know. We have to wait to see what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. Here's their next statement, and this is the one that you really need to pay attention to, particularly with all this talk about martial law. There is another reason also why they will close their eyes. For we shall keep promising them to give back all the liberties we have taken away as soon as we have quelled the enemies of peace and tamed all parties. It is not worth to say anything about how long a time they will be kept waiting for the return of the liberties. It shall be never. And here's what they say about the press. Listen carefully. The press. Not a single announcement will reach the public without our control. Even now, this is already being attained by us, inasmuch as all news items are received by a few agencies and whose offices they are focused from them all parts of the world. These agencies will then be already entirely ours and will give publicity only to what we dictate to them. Are we not here already? Has it not occurred why you never hear about this or that? Has it ever occurred to you why we never hear anything about what's going on in Israel and Fox News and all the rest of them are complicit? You don't hear anything about it. until they absolutely have to cover it. And then that's minimal coverage. And that's just one item of hundreds of items that you are censored from knowing every single day of every single year. The news is so highly managed in America, it's a wonder the American people know anything that's truthful. In fact, I think it was somebody who said, when the American people believe everything we tell them, and it's a lie, then we have basically won our war. Anyway, so carefully consider the article here that I'm going to give to you of what I've just said. November 15th, 2018. Top U.S. officials confirmed to Putin that Trump is preparing for military takeover of the United States. This is from Sorcha Falls, so I'm telling you to just, you know, be careful. A stunning new Security Council report circulating in the Kremlin today states that President Putin's brief meeting with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and the U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton confirmed Russia's worst fears that President Trump is in preparations for having the American military take over control of the United States, as according to these top officials, Trump's only oath of duty is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, a document called the Soul of America. It is under withering attack by radical leftist forces trying to destroy Trump, and whose threat against became dire after the 2018 midterm elections revealed that America is in a cold civil war and is now a country fundamentally split in two with no real room for compromise. According to the report, in a meeting earlier today with Vice President Pence and National Security Bolton, Advisor Bolton, before the East Asian Summit, a gravely concerned President Putin inquired of these top U.S. officials as to why the United States was repatriating massive amounts of military equipment and arms from Europe, and if this unexplained action was related to Trump's mysteriously withdrawing from the world over this past week. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's Trump that does it. It doesn't matter if it's Obama that does it. It doesn't matter who does it, whoever the president is at the time. What did the protocols say? We will suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in order to quell unrest, and we will never give them back. Well, they will in a form. It's called the New States Constitution, and I believe it's very valid, and I believe it probably will be introduced. And what the New States Constitution is all about is Orwellian doublespeak. They give many, many rights. All of them can be suspended at any time in case of emergency. You'll find that in that document over and over and over again. In case of emergency, we will have to suspend this right or that right. The Bill of Rights, most people are not aware of this, but the Bill of Rights actually comes from our Creator. It's those states. It comes from our Creator. It doesn't come from the government. Well, if it comes from God, how can the government suspend it? So what do they have to do? Well, first of all, they've got to convince the vast number of people, including Christians, that, well, maybe there isn't a God anyway, or maybe he doesn't care, or maybe we should soft pedal all of this and make the Christians wishy-washy, you know, people that are snowflakes, bleeding hearts, something about the Lord when you meet him. Yeah, you're going to find out there's no wishy-washy there. There's no snowflake there. This is serious, serious business. More serious than anybody knows. Anyway, the term emergency is used throughout the document to remove any and all so-called rights that are given. that are not given by the Creator, but rather are spelled out by the government. It's part of the UN overall plan. And people really should look it up. You can find it on YouTube. Look up New States Constitution, and you'll find some references to it. Read it. It's amazing. So this is the plan. This is the agenda. America is to go down, and the New World Order is to rise up. It will work for a short time. The Christians, by and large, will be exterminated. The world will be cleansed of Christianity, Orthodox Judaism, and also Islam, to make the way for the worship of Mother Earth and the worship of man and the creation rather than the Creator. Watch for all of this. And we'll just have to see how it works. If Trump declares martial law, or Obama, or whoever, in the name of peace and security, to preserve and protect the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and the military immediately begins to go get the guns, then you have been totally betrayed. Totally betrayed. And then you will know what's really going on. It has happened after several hurricanes already. They went in and disarmed the people. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. Why would you disarm people so that they cannot protect themselves from looters? It always happens after a hurricane or in any natural disaster. And I think it shows you exactly what governing officials actually think of the population. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Don't ever forget it. Always remember that. And usually, gun controls in nations go like this. First of all, you have a call to register all the guns owned. Many cities have already begun to do that right here in America. This is what the Bill of Rights says. I'm paraphrasing a little bit of it. Every American has the right to bear arms in order to preserve a free state. That is, you have the right given in the Bill of Rights, Second Amendment, to rise up against a government gone bad and to restore constitutional government. That's really what it's about. Well, I doubt if the American people are going to do that. It's far too late. All they'll do is create more havoc, and they will go down. This should have been done a long, long, long time ago. But it hasn't been, and now it's too late. Anybody that rises up now is in for an awful, awful, rude shock. The Bible tells you so. We've lost America. America's down. It was in prophecies long ago. I have been catching flack for almost 30 years because I warned people, you're not going to save America. Why? Well, because the American people turned their back. They weren't interested. They were apathetic. And now it's too late. Now it's gone. If you rise up now, you're simply going to be shot. Don't forget the weapons they've got. Well, you have no idea what weapons they've got. I would say that most of the American people have not a clue as to the weapons they've got. I got a feeling, though, once the New World Order comes in, we're going to find out all about these weapons that they've got, like the California fires. We'll get into that with Larry here in just a sec. Anyway, the right to be is not to be infringed. Now, the word infringe is very interesting. It means nibbled away at. Slow removals, this, that, and the other thing. The right to own firearms shall not be infringed. What are they doing? They've taken away all of it. One little thing at a time. Our Constitution has been shredded by those who gave an oath to protect and preserve it. America is filled with high treason, and it's too late to stop it. In fact, God is probably now behind it. He is absolutely livid against the Christians. You have mocked God. I got an email just the other day, and, oh, you know, so so that's dangerous theology and all this stuff. I don't want to get into it right now. I don't have time. And I thought to myself when I was reading it, well, if you want to disobey what Jesus Christ told you, be my guest. Nothing to me. Be my guest. Go ahead. Anyway, once registered, the guns are then ready to confiscate. And usually they do it by certain types of weapons, unless there's an emergency and there's a dictator takeover. Then they go out and take them all. But what they do is try to regulate certain types of weapons. You've already heard about it. We can't have these AK-47 types. Can't have these large magazines, blah, blah, blah. That's already happening right now. The next call is usually total gun confiscation, usually after some sort of a major shooting event or on a real big false flag. Everywhere the guns were taken, like Russia and China and others, the killing fields then began. Disarmed, the people cannot defend themselves. Remember, the Bill of Rights was not given to us by our government. They were given to us by the Creator. Once you have eliminated the Creator, however, well, only the government is left. Not to say that high-tech weapons will not be used, because they will be. And finally, I guess to close this out, do not forget Hitler and his rise to power. He rose out of economic turmoil. The people wanted a strong leader. Hitler became a dictator, and he was cheered on by the German people. He was cheered on even by most within the church. Those who stood up to warn were done away with. He first went after the communists, and it expanded from there. It will again. Beware martial law. It may look right, it may sound right, and it may be totally necessary to do. Once your rights have been suspended and are gone, you will never get them back. Disarmed, confused, and bewildered by the chaos around them, the American people will succumb, be disarmed, enslaved, and most terminated with extreme prejudice. Do not forget, it's time to wake up. That's the end of it. Larry, what do you think?
Well, as you was talking about that, it reminded me of something that I was told in Arkansas when I first moved there a number of years ago, and of course I've left there now, but in Mena, Arkansas, there was a kid about 8-9 years old. He was young, and he had this really dramatic dream that he told his parents, and they told a friend of mine that shared it with me years ago, and said that, and we got to remember, this is told by an 8 or 9 year old kid, that a large group of people, kind of like an army, showed up suddenly around Mena, Arkansas, and they overpowered the people living there, and they literally gave all the people of that location 24 hours to pick up in their hands what they could carry and leave, period. And this group of people took everything, the homes, the cars, the valuables, the food, et cetera, et cetera. And that really chimes now as I begin to hear of these caravans heading towards America. I think back at that time,
yes,
and I wonder, is it because the people of Mena at that point in time in history simply had no weapons anymore?
It does make you wonder, and we hear reports that that's exactly what they're doing in the caravans. They're stealing cars. They're stealing food. They're taking everything. So I think that's probably exactly what's going on. No, we're in trouble. America's in a lot of trouble. I just wish people would pay attention and remember all these things that I listed, because they paint a picture. They paint a portrait of where we're going. Doesn't matter what the rhetoric is from our leaders. We know where we're going with this, because it all fits once we understand all of what they've been doing all these years. It's just amazing to me. People don't recognize it, but I guess they don't. Anyway, going over to the Middle East, it appears that this thing has flared up once again. What's going on?
Yeah, they're having problems from what I've been gleaning off of the Middle East news reports that Iran apparently has brought in vehicles that have attached to it missile launchers from Iran. Ooh. And given to Hamas, and these are mobile. They're going to be very hard to strike and very hard to stop, and they can fire more than one missile at a time. And at the same time, we're having reports now that since the ceasefire went into effect, the very next day, the Palestinians were again on the border doing their thing. Nothing's changed. Nothing at all has changed, except the Netanyahu government is now in trouble, and the defense minister, Lieberman, has resigned because of the ceasefire and the fact that Israel basically wouldn't do anything but bomb empty buildings in Gaza. And he said it's all a sham, and the south of Israel is totally incensed because they were the ones that for days came under 500 rocket attacks day after day, and that's when my phone was going off the wall. These people had to reach shelters and stay in them 24/7, and now nothing's changed. Absolutely nothing's changed. Of course, Netanyahu is claiming that he has intel that nobody else seems to have, and he won't share it with any of his cabinet. And since now Lieberman left, his government is shaky, and there's a big demand for a new election. And Netanyahu, as of today, has decided that he will. And I'm not talking against him. I'm just telling you the news today in Israel.
Absolutely.
Is the fact that, and this is Sunday, indicates that Netanyahu has declared himself as also the not only prime minister, but he's now the defense minister too, and not going to appoint one. And he said he may have to be the minister of some of the other ministers, and there are reports that other ministers of his government are now going to resign in protest. And Netanyahu also has declared he will not allow another election. So there you go, Stuart.
Oh, that's kind of like what a dictator does. Sort of. How's that going to stand with the rest of the Israeli people, considering he wouldn't defend them?
Well, I have no idea. I actually have no idea, other than the IDF is also extremely irritated with the situation. And, the IDF is not really under the prime minister 100%. They can act on their own, and they can also refuse to act on their own. So, this is my take, and I'd like your opinion. America basically has come under such attack and against its president, which is Donald Trump.
Yep.
And, Salman in Saudi Arabia has come under such attack that, his leadership is troubled, and Netanyahu has come under such attack as his leadership is troubled. Do you reckon, Stuart, the New World Order wants to come in and settle all this and bring this chaos to a peaceful end?
I think so. I think what they don't want is this coalition of USA, Saudi Arabia, and Israel working together, because that could be a very dangerous coalition. And probably deep state does not like it. Deep state has another agenda. And, of course, they hate Donald Trump in one way, because Donald Trump is actually a globalist, but he wants sovereign nations, and that they need to run themselves and then forge peace agreements and, energy agreements, all that sort of thing. And the United Nations, on the other hand, wants no sovereignties and wants a global government that dictates to everybody what's going to happen. Unfortunately, the Bible says that the UN is going to win out. So this coalition between Israel, Bibi, and the United States, and all three of our leaders being under siege, basically, and I mean totally under siege, sooner or later it's got to get toppled. I wanted to bring up something, and it's not very pleasant either. There's a fellow who I'm sure most of you folks out there have heard about, the Economist magazine. And the new cover has a whole bunch of pictures on it. And some guy, I think he's from England, maybe not, I don't remember, has finally figured out how to decode it. And everything that has happened, step by step, has been coded in these pictures. He claims that the next picture is the assassination of President Trump. Now, you may remember that Indian prophet. What is his name, Larry? You know him, I think. Siddhar,
yeah,
or something?
Salvarge, yeah. I'm not good on Indian names, but I call him Sadhu.
Well, he's the one who said, I think before we even heard about this is maybe a week ago, pray for President Trump. Pray hard for President Trump for protection. You got to understand something about the New World Order. They don't mind sacrificing anybody. They don't mind sacrificing themselves. They have a greater goal. That goal, if you read the Bible, is for over a century. Easy. They don't care. It's not for them. It's for ultimately their children who are going to rise up and be the world rulers. And so in order to accomplish that, they need to bring in the chaos. What would happen, Larry, if President Trump was assassinated? God forbid. But if the Christians don't pray for him, as they should, we're all instructed to pray for our leaders. A lot of that isn't done. And it's very, very difficult to pray for communist evil people that are trying to overthrow the government because they're in leadership positions. So what I pray for basically is that they'd come to a knowledge of the truth, and I drop it at that, that all these people come to a knowledge of the real truth, because hell is forever, and it's a horrible, horrific place to be. And you don't want to wish anybody there. Unfortunately, like I said in my report, they're going to go there. If they don't repent, they're going to go there. So, yeah, I think you're right, Larry. As far as I think they're after this coalition, they don't like it. It's getting in their way of what their plans were. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And what's so interesting is the fact that recently Qatar, being used, of course, by the New World Order, has offered Israel or Netanyahu a real prize of something like $7 trillion maybe to topple Assad by a massive attack on Damascus and Assad himself. And remember, that's one of the Middle East nations that the Muslim Brotherhood, of course, backed by, you know, Barack Hussein Obama and others, that's one of the nations that they wanted toppled. But could the other two, there was also more than that, could...
Hello?
New leadership there.
You're dropping in and out.
They've already
Hello?
Embedded Muslim... Yeah, can you hear me?
I can, but you were breaking out. You might want to repeat that.
Well, I don't imagine there's people around that like me saying that. What do you think?
Censorship. Shadow banning.
Yeah, I get a lot of that. I get a lot of that. I get it. I've had it lately for some time now. I've had to work around it. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just commenting, and of course, you know, in America, This is what's interesting, Stuart. You know, you were talking and giving all the protocols and all of this information. If you walk out on the street today and you walk up to any of our young people, and I'm talking about people old as 30 years old or older, they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue not only of history, they don't even have a clue of what's going on. They don't even have a clue of anything off the planet. It's unbelievable, Stuart. There is no other generation after us dinosaurs.
No. This is the last generation, folks. Really is. Bible says so. We're in the last generation. The argument is over. Is a generation 70 years, 80 years, 100 years? It's no longer than 120. We know that. But, yeah, we're in the last generation. We're the final generation. World news from Hal Turner. Despite warnings from the U.S., Syrian army begins major assault on southern Idlib. What's going on there, Larry?
Well, as you well know, apparently Trump and Putin and Erdogan from Turkey had kind of worked out some type of little deal to let all the what appears to be the really bad guys, the terrorists, if you will, in Syria and Idlib, mm-hmm. They were concentrated there and letting them escape. They didn't want to escape. So what I've found out, if you scroll down in Hal Turner's information, he also shows that, and you don't know whether to believe it or not, but Syria apparently has uncovered massive war materials that were very close to Damascus for the rebels to use, and they all come from the USA, if you will. And, well, we've heard that story before. But what has happened is it appears that Putin has decided game's up, and he is allowed now, he's ordered the U.S. forces, that includes British and French and others, out of Syria. And today, according to the information, the Syrian army began a barrage of artillery and missile attacks against Idlib in the southeastern side. So, you know, and of course they say, if the report's true, that the Russian forces, the naval forces in the Mediterranean are moving closer within missile range. And at the same time, the USS Harry Truman Group, strike group, is moving towards the Russian forces in the Mediterranean. So there you go.
Well, I know Putin some time ago told the American people and their allies to get out of Syria, and they more or less gave Putin the finger. So have they actually been removed, or is Putin in the process of, how do we say, elimination of these forces that refuse to move?
Yeah, they haven't been removed. They haven't been removed, and that's why I believe the Syrian attack is upon them. I guess it's going to hit the fan, if you will. And at the same time that this attack was reported to Hal Turner and a couple of others, that's when Netanyahu also canceled all of his ministry meetings and television appearances and all, and it got quiet. So something's up.
Yeah, it says here, Damascus has been critical of the Sochi deal from the start, as it criticized Turkey's role in a Russian-brokered ceasefire plan, especially as proposed demilitarized zone has failed due to jihadist insurgents still holding around 70% of the planned buffer area, which they were supposed to withdraw from by mid-October. Russia itself recently acknowledged that on-the-ground failure of the Sochi agreement, even as parties officially clung to it. During a Thursday press briefing, Russian Foreign Ministry admitted the following: "We have to state that the real disengagement in Idlib has not been achieved despite Turkey's continuing efforts to live up to its commitments under the Russian-Turkish Memorandum of September 17th. Well, if we get involved, if Russia gets involved in eliminating American troops, which are there, or gets involved in a Navy skirmish with our naval vessels, would that not lead almost to an immediate world war?
Well, I think that's what Putin's been saying for like 6 months.
Yeah. He says here, likely due to Moscow seeing the writing on the wall that all-out fighting in a full assault by government forces on Idlib will soon resume, Russian naval forces continued a show of force in the Mediterranean this week. Russian military and naval officials announced Friday that its warships held extensive anti-submarine warfare drills in the Mediterranean, specifically the Russian Black Sea Fleet's frigates, and they conducted exercises in tandem with the deck-based helicopters near the Syrian coastal waters. According to TASS, the warships central to the drill are armed with 8 launchers of caliber NK cruise missiles that are capable of striking surface, coastal, and underwater targets at a distance of up to 2,600 kilometers. Since September, when what was gearing up to be a major Syrian-Russian assault on Idlib was called off through the Russian-Turkish ceasefire agreement, possibly in avoidance of the stated threat that American forces would intervene in defense of the al-Qaeda insurgents, the war has largely taken a back burner to the media and almost, I guess, off public consciousness. I can't see how this is not going to lead to a world war. Who knows?
Well, listening to mainstream media, how would anybody even know there is a war going on in the Middle East?
Exactly. We are the most censored people on the face of the planet, folks. A headhunter in Borneo probably knows more about what's going on in the world than we do. It's just amazing. I mean, when you've got Fox News, CNN, all these guys, Talking Heads, Rush Limbaugh, all these people, do they even come close to touching sensitive subjects? Like, who did 9-1-1? How do they explain the implosion of both buildings? How do they explain military jet engines found on the ground? How do they explain the hole in the Pentagon that was only small enough for a cruise missile? How do they explain all of this? Well, if you ask them questions, they just mock you. They just tell you you're a tinfoil hat conspiracy nut. But they won't answer the real hard questions. And that's the problem. They're talking heads. They're paid opposition. I don't trust any of them anymore. In fact, Fox News is very much more rapidly now turning against Trump. And I think that's a big, big clue as to what's really going on here and as to the fate of Donald Trump. You know, I really love that guy in a lot of ways. I mean, he really comes after these people. He tells it like it is. He tells it just like he sees it. And I just, you know, this is what we needed. This is what the shakeup was about. But he can't do it by himself. There's no way he can do it by himself. And I don't see any support really coming from anywhere. In fact, the latest elections, I don't know what you think, Larry, but I felt that the deep state made tremendous gains. And I think we lost 2 senators in the recounts. We only gained 1.
Right. Yeah, well, go ahead. I just had to say at that point in time, if you viewed this election and you thought the Democrats would save us, or if you thought the Republicans would save us, think again. Because what you found out by that election, which is never really ever going to be over, they're even saying now that Utah hadn't finished counting yet. And, Stuart, I have decided You remember what Randy Yarbrough used to say when he talked about how we America stays in a state of emergency because the president re-signs it, I guess, every time he enters office, over and over and over and over. Guess what, Stuart? If the American people hadn't figured it out, we are in a constant state of election, just like the state of emergency.
I know. And they keep finding new ballots. They find one in California that was meant for Florida, and they fly it in and they have to count it. The Democrats, they're clever. I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. They never give up. Communists never give up, folks. They just never give up.
The only thing I can say about Democrats, nobody really says who they really were even before the Civil War. Nobody ever says what they really did and whose side they really were on. But I'll tell you what, Ann Coulter's got it right. She wrote a book recently, and she refers to them as Democrats. It's it. They're devils. Spirit, those people are devils.
Well, unfortunately, the human race is a fallen race, and they're very susceptible to, I call it the land of the lie, that we are born onto the land of the lie. But we don't know it's a lie. We're raised in it. We do our work in it, and most of us die in it, never realizing that the whole thing is a sham and a lie. And that is why humanity will embrace lies much faster than they will ever embrace the truth. Because they are steeped in lies, don't realize it, and if you believe something that is really a lie, you will automatically reject the real truth. Jesus warned about all that. So here we go, and it's an amazing ride, evidently, to watch this nation implode, and it's deadly serious. And the only reason I do laugh from time to time is if I didn't, I'd just be crying all the time. It's I don't know what to say. I really don't. I don't understand the comatose Americans, Christian or not. I don't understand why they cannot see what's happening, at least even a little bit. Why did we have all these people vote Democrat? The Democrats openly said, we're going to raise taxes. We're going to open the borders. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. All of which would be absolutely destructive to everyone voting. And yet they voted for them anyway. That's insanity. That's a form of, you're voting for your own self-destruction. Actually, the American people have been voting for their own self-destruction, whether they voted Democrat or Republican. The Republicans are just as deep in this as the Democrats are. Go ahead.
Yeah, and what's interesting, Stuart, not only has the American people voted for their own destruction, my God, they're paying for it right out of their own pocket. Come and destroy me. And I'll tell you what, Stuart, you know, when you were talking there, you said if you didn't laugh once in a while, you'd weep. Well, I'll tell you what, it reminded me so much, Stuart, of Jeremiah the prophet, as he must sit, you know, outside, the gates of Jerusalem and tried to warn and just wept as it just imploded and they lost everything. And here we are, Stuart. You know, the sign I saw in a recent dream vision, if you will, 90% of the church to be replaced, ? Well, Stuart, are we back now to where Jeremiah was? Are we just like him, you and I, as we see a total implosion of America and there's nothing we can say and nothing we can do that really does any good?
No. No. In fact, you know, the mainstream church, well, we want a Jeremiah. We need a Jeremiah. They'd kill Jeremiah if one came up. They don't like anything I have to say. They've hated it for years. Some of the emails, some of the phone calls, some of the death threats. I mean, it's people are really weird, I guess. And I the only thing I hang my hat on, I remember Red Elk made a comment one time, and he really got himself in a lot of trouble. He said, "I love Lucifer." And I know exactly what he was saying, but boy, did he catch flack for that. What he meant was, by that remark, I love God, therefore I love his agenda. And his agenda includes Lucifer. So if I love one, the top one, I have to love the rest of it. It's his plan. It's his agenda. And my advice is, don't get in the way of God's agenda, because the Lord can really be a steamroller. And if you get into his way, you're kind of flattened.
Yeah, and here's what the bad part is, Stuart. When that happened, I even lost friends because they put me in the position of saying, you can't talk to him and me both. You know, and I know you know who it was, and a number of people, but I'm not going to say that. But I'm the kind of guy that you're not written, nobody except the Lord himself is going to tell me who are my friends. I'll decide that for myself. I am a dinosaur.
Yeah, love it. Yes, I mean, if you understood Red Elk, you understood exactly what he meant by it. And yes, he got into a lot of trouble. Well, I remember I was on the Art Bell Show long, long ago. I think it was back in 1999, 1998, somewhere in there. And I was on there for a full 5 hours. And we had a great time. I had a great time with Art. And after the show, though, we got a number of remarks. How could you possibly go on the air with this known Mason, and blah, blah, blah. And my reply was, I thought I read somewhere in the Bible that Paul went up to Mars Hill and witnessed to the New Agers and the Masons of his time. So I don't think I need to be telling anybody that I can't do it. I'll go on the air with anybody. I don't care who they are. If I can get the message out, I can get the message out. And like you, I'm not going to have anybody tell me I can't deal with Red Elk. Red Elk, of course, is long gone now. He passed away some time ago. And you knew him very well, and so didn't I. And you got to love the guy. A lot of people did not realize. They always thought he's just some Indian shaman guy, you know, some sort of weird non-Christian type. The guy went to Christian seminary schools, folks. He graduated. His remark to me was, I just don't believe what they're telling me. I don't either. So, end of story. What other, got a final word here. We got about 2 minutes.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going down. People really do need to, you know, I would tell people, even though they want to enjoy the upcoming holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, I don't think it would be wise to let your awareness down during those times. I would really remain aware and be aware of your circumstances. Things could change.
Yes, absolutely. I second that 100%. Yeah, folks, this is, we're coming up on times where a lot of deception is coming to play, and things are not what they appear to be. They may appear to be golden and rosy and all that, kind of like the New Age and the Golden Age of the gods. It appears really great, but hidden behind it all is deep, deep evil. And unfortunately, the American people are headed into deep evil. I don't see any way around it. I don't see, we may have a delay. Trump may delay it even further than he has. Hopefully he does. But at the end of it all, Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we hope to see everybody again, if the Lord is willing. And take care, everyone. And if you haven't prepared, you better go out and do so. Things are getting rough. Anyway, thanks again, everyone, for listening, and take care of yourselves. Prepare if you haven't, and Lord willing, we'll talk to you all again. Night.